We are in Tivot Shalom on Yom Kippur. We are in the first piece. It is in Chelek Bet of the additional volumes on page Kuf Samech Gimel. Yom Kippurim Ma'amar Rishon Ki B'Yom Hazeh Yichaper Aleichem. On this day, I will give you kapara, I will give you atonement. The very, very beautiful and famous Mishnah, Masechet Yoma, the end of Masechet Yoma. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Ashrichem Yisrael, how praiseworthy or how fortunate are you, Klal Yisrael, Lifnei mi atem mitaharim, before whom are you purified, Umi mitaher etchem, and who purifies you, Avichem Shaba Shemaim, your father in Shemaim, your father in heaven. Yesh Lavin, De Rabbi Akiva Kai, Aha De Le'el B'Mishnah, Et Zar, Et Zo Darash Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, V'chule Mikol Chata'eichem, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. That Rabbi Akiva is commenting on something which was previously stated in the Mishnah, by Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, that from all of your sins before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're purified. Hainu Shiyom HaKippurim Mechaper Rak Al Averot Shelifnei Hashem. It's in the Gemara there, it brings down from a drasha, that Yom Kippur is able to get us kapara for the averot between us and God, but if there are averot between us and our fellow man or woman, those we need to ask for forgiveness first. Meaning Yom Kippur doesn't automatically get kapara for sins between Adam l'chaveiro, between us and our fellow Jew. We need to get forgiveness from them first, and then we need to go through the process of Yom Kippur. Ben Adam l'makom we can, but ben Adam l'chaveiro we can't. V'lo al aviru chavin adam lechaviru. V'al ze amar, Rabbi Akiva says, V'al ze amar Rabbi Akiva, Shelifnei Hashem, Lo kaya de le'el, Ulfareish ma'u mikol chatotechem, Ela adil kameh, Lifnei Hashem titaru. Hainu ki avichem shabash shemayim, Hu ha-meter etachem. That he's saying it on what's coming forward, which is that in front of your Father in heaven, he's the one who's purifying you. V'ashreichem Yisrael, and how fortunate and praiseworthy are we, Klal Yisrael, Shelifanav yitparach atem etarim, that we're a metahir, that we're purified before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yesh leva'er, ma ha-chidush ha-miyuchad she-mechadesh Rabbi Akiva? What is the chidush Rabbi Akiva in this? Pshita she-ashreichem Yisrael. Obviously we're praiseworthy. Obviously we're fortunate. Obviously we're so excited as Klal Yisrael. V'lo rak bazel she-bnei Hashem Tarim. Not just in that we're purified before Hashem. Aval b'chol ha-mitzvot ashreichem. Why pick only that? Praiseworthy, excited that we have such spiritual wealth. We have such joy. There's so many reasons to be joyous as a Jew. Why is it specifically focusing on the fact that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu were purified in Yom Kippur, why is he applying the pasuk specifically to that? Why specifically apply it to the fact that we're getting purified on Yom Kippur? Next paragraph. Achein, Rabbi Akiva Migalelanu, Rabbi Akiva is revealing to us here. Bidvarav et sod hakapara shel Yom Kippurim. He's revealing to us the secret of atonement on Yom Kippur. Eich acharei shiudi chotei kol hashana. How it's possible that after a Jew sins the whole year long, mitkaper lo b'yom hazeh, that a person achieves kapara on this day. Letaher etchem mikol chatotechem, that you're purified from all of your sins. V'nyano kemosh mevaer, Maharal at divrei Rabbi Akiva. As the Maharal explains the words of Rabbi Akiva. This is meaning he's quoting that from the Maharal. Mashi Yisrael mitaharim b'yom ha-kippurim, that the Klal Yisrael is purified on Yom Kippur. Who bishvil sheyesh li Yisrael dvekut bo italeh. It comes from, it stems from the fact, the spiritual mechanics of it come from the fact that we're davuk, we're clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki dichtiv, as it says, v'atem advekim v'Hashem Elokeichem, that you cling, you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al ze amar, and about this it says, Ashreichem Yisrael. How wonderful, how praiseworthy, how fortunate are you, Klal Yisrael. Lifnei mi atem etzaharim, ki ein ma'ale yoter mizeh. Of before whom you're purified, there's nothing more incredible than that. V'osif lamar, mi metaher etchem, and even more so, who's purifying you? Avichem sheba shemayim. Shebishvil sheYisrael heim dvekim legamrei bo italeh. Because we're completely clinging to, we're completely davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of that, ze atzmo hasarat v'histalku tachit miYisrael. That's what purifies us. That's what removes us in from Klal Yisrael. We're clinging to the source of Kedusha, the source of Tahara. We're clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And the very fact that we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what makes us most joyous, what makes us most praiseworthy. And that's what removes all of the sins from Kal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. Ki me'achar shehu yitaleh, lo shayach etzlo chet, misalek ha-chet min ha-vikim bo. Because there's no concept of chet by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those who cling to him, the chet just goes away. Because if I have chet, but I cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by virtue of the fact that I'm clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chet disappears, because there can't be any connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and chet. That's from the Maharal. V'zesha katuv omer, and that's what it means, lifnei Hashem titaru, that before Hashem you become purified, hainu, al yidei sha'atem lifnei Hashem. It's not before God you're purified. What's the mechanism that causes us to be purified? It's because we're lifnei Hashem. By virtue of the fact that I stand before God, by virtue of the fact that I cling to God, by virtue of that fact, that causes, that creates the reality of Tahara. Hainu shal yidei sha'atem lifnei Hashem udvukim bo al yidei ze gufa titaru, through that, it mamash purifies through that. V'zeh shekatuv, avichem shebashamayim mitaheretchem, that our Father in heaven is the one who purifies us. Hainu hadvekut la'avichem shebashamayim, our clinging to our Father who's in heaven. Hi ha-mitaheretchem, that's what purifies us. Ki kashir yehudi davak b'Hashem, when a Jew clings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mistalkim imimenu kol ha-chata'im v'hatum'ot, then all of the sins and all of the tum'ah, it all goes away. Shekol ha-davuk la-tahor tahor, because anything that clings to purity becomes pure. If we cling to purity, if we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the source of purity, then it makes us pure by association, by connection. It brings, it draws that purity down into us. Top of the next column. V'alze mevi raya mimikveh. This is what Rabbi Akiva is doing when he brings a proof from the mikveh itself, from immersing in a mikveh. K'moshe mefaresh ma'aral lahalim, the Maharal says further on. Ki ha-mikveh hu mekor ha-tahara. A mikveh, the mikveh itself, it's a source, it's the source of purity itself. V'lachein mitdabek bo, below shum chatzitza, misulak min atma. So beautifully, he says, so how does a mikveh work? When a person wants to achieve purity by immersing in the mikveh, a person needs to carefully examine their whole body and make sure that their whole body is clean, is clear, that there's nothing dividing between their body and the water, that there's complete union between their body and the water. There's no chatzitza, no divisions between them and the water in order for it to remove the tumah. V'chein hi gam kein tarat Yisrael, so too by all of Klal Yisrael. That when we cling to God without anything dividing between us and God, God becomes our mikveh. And as we prepare to immerse in the mikveh that is God this Yom Kippur, we're removing all of those chatzitzot. Let the waters, so to speak, let the waters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wash over us. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu wash over us. And just remove the chatzitzot so we're completely davuk. We completely cling to Him. And that brings about the tahara. That brings about the beauty and the purity of Yom Kippur. Again, keeping in mind, especially in this year of all years, that everything that we've said so far, you can do from the privacy of your own home. Everything we've said so far. It's especially on my mind as I'm worried that that might now come down on us. We, in one of the places I'm associated with, somebody's getting tested right now. We'll see what happens for my Yom Kippur. But for everybody in their own situation, anybody could be in this situation. But to recognize, and I have a good friend of mine. I don't know if he's a good friend of mine, but I'm a good friend of his. I really like him. I wish we were good friends. I don't know really how to have friends. I have students, not friends. We were schmoozing after Rosh Hashanah, and he was in stupid bidud over the first day of Rosh Hashanah. His phone got pinged that he was somewhere where he wasn't, and he was required by law, and he didn't want... He said he's such a tzaddik. He said that the way that you can call up and say, you're wrong, like you tracked me wrong to the Israeli government, you tracked me wrong, and then you can do whatever you want. He said the way that they phrased the sentence that I would have had a say to get myself out of bidud, even though I shouldn't have been able to do it. The way I had to phrase it, I couldn't say it with 100% certainty, and I wouldn't lie, especially not going into Rosh Hashanah. So even though he knew it was wrong, he stayed in Midrash Rosh Hashanah. He said he had an amazing time. He davened with himself. He davened with his kids. And then he felt like the chayrus of like coming out for the second day and going davening with me in the second day. Meaning all of us in our own situation. My point here is that the concept of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and having Yom Kippur wash over us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wash over us and purify us. This is Yom Kippur. In a year where there may be many of us, some of us, hopefully none of us, but there may be some of us who are listening in, who are learning this piece together, nothing we've said so far has anything to do with going to a minyan. And just to keep that in mind, to especially this year of all years, to get into the essence of what Yom Kippur is. I apologize, Philip, I got your message last time, so I'm doubling down on those points, and you're 100% right, and thank you for pointing it out. But this is in your schluss. It's in your schluss. My apologies for not replying. It's been crazy over here in Israel. But the idea here is, again, all of these things are about Yom Kippur itself, that we get so locked into to Minyan, and it's so important when we can do it. But if we can't, Yom Kippur is still Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is still Rosh Hashanah. Sukkot is still Sukkot. And in fact, Lehefech, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us into a situation where we can't be with a Minyan, to take advantage of that and to be by ourselves, especially the group that I'm talking to here. I think only one person here has kids, other than me. So especially if you're single or you're married without kids, you know, in a worst case, you're by yourself with your spouse, which is by yourself. 1 + 1 = 1 in Judaism. To be able to stop, to sit, to reflect, to internalize, to take in, and to just allow to be in the mikvah of Yom Kippur, to daven slowly, to get into that zone. Nothing about this has to do with minyan, and everything about this has to do with Yom Kippur. Continuing on. V'al pize, second paragraph on the left column. V'al pize, yesh leva'er ma'amar chazal. Kol ha'shomer shabbat kilchata vilu avad avodazara kidor enosh machalim lo. I think we've quoted this basically every week for the last like 4 or 5 weeks. He quotes this in so many pieces in Siva Shalom because he loves Shabbos, because everything is Shabbos. Everything ultimately is about Shabbos. And it comes back, and this concept is so deep in terms of what Shabbos is about. Kol ha'shomer shabbat kilchata. Even if you want to stay for 2 minutes, you're welcome to stay. Tell her she can stay if she wants. You're allowed to stay. It's mutter. Even for 2 minutes, you can stay. I won't be offended. I won't be offended by zero. I'll be offended by two. Whatever you want. I won't be offended. Whatever you want. V'al pi, tell her she's always welcome. She's always, always welcome for as much as she wants. V'al pi zeh, yesh leve'er ma'amar chazal. Chazal say, kol ha'shomer shabbat kilchata, anybody who keeps one Shabbos for real, lahalachan la'ashkafa, afilu avad avodazara kidor enosh, even if the person does, lo alinu the avodazara, like the worst avodazara there ever was in the generation of enosh, mochalino, they can get mechila. How does Shabbos give you kapara for avodah zarah, the worst sin that there is in the Torah? El nishum de Shabbos kodesh hu gam kein yom ha-dvikut, because what Shabbos is about? Shabbos is all about dvikus. It's all about clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we talked about in so many of the previous shiurim. It's all about clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha-dvikut shel Yisrael b'avim shvashamayim. U'kemo d'ithiv, it says, brit olam, b'ni uvein b'nei Yisrael, oti the olam. That it's an eternal covenant by us that binds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's dvikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the majority of the mitzvot of Shabbos, almost all the mitzvot of Shabbos, the third time alachos, the lotas, stop doing everything else and just enjoy the relationship. Just enjoy the connectivity. Now is not the time to be creative. Now is not the time to divert my attention. Stop. Meaning you're stopping for the purpose of connecting. Right? Like we should all do in our own lives. Like we go and see, we should all have family dinner. And when we go have family dinner, turn off your phone. Disconnect from the world to connect with your family. We disconnect from the world. We disconnect from so many things on Shabbat to connect with God in a deeper way. It's an amazing thing. When I was working on college campuses, it was going, why? I mean, maybe this was going on even before my time. I don't know. I don't even know what was going on college campuses before I got into the college campus scene. But like, meaning this was going on all college campuses, that they would have a Shabbos of disconnecting to connect. And on many campuses, non-Jews were getting in on it. Everybody was getting in on it. There's an understanding. It's an amazing thing. The world, we can feel it, that we need to disconnect from all the noise to really connect to something deeper. For the non-Jews, I don't know what their deeper is when those non-Jews were disconnecting. Maybe it was connecting to one God. That would be wonderful if that was what they were connecting to. I doubt that that's the case, but that would be wonderful if that were connecting to. But certainly for Jews, as Kal Vachomer, if the non-Jews can understand disconnecting to connect, Shabbos is about disconnecting, again, not just from technology, which is what we focus on Mizman Hazeh, but disconnecting from creativity, disconnecting from focusing on my accomplishments, what I'm worth, just to stop and enjoy the relationship. Because Shabbos is a yom that's kulo dveikut. And if I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm being purified. Because kol ha-davuk la-tahor tahor. Anything that's clinging to purity is pure. Which is what he just quoted, right? That we're able to purify ourselves because anything that connects to purity is pure. Lefize, he says in the last paragraph of Aleph. Lefize, nimsa sheikar ha'avuda b'yom kippur, that the main avoda of Yom Kippur, hu lihit dabek ba'ashem itbarach, the main avoda of Yom Kippur is to cling to God. That's what it's all about, to cling to God. This is the foundation of purity, the foundation of atonement. That's the essence of the day. The essence of the day is clinging to God. Stop with the eating, stop with the drinking, stop with the fancy clothes, stop with the washing, stop with everything. Stop with everything. You don't need to stop at the mirror. You don't need to worry about whether or not you had breakfast or when you're going to have lunch or who's going to make the seuda or what you're going to do about kiddush or putting on makeup or taking or wearing which fancy tie or this doesn't matter. Just throw a kittel over it. Just put on whatever dress you picked out 3 weeks ago. Whatever it is, just get yourself together and just go. Stop with everything else and focus on one thing, clinging to God. That's it. Any guy who looks over the mechitza and sees you on Yom Kippur and says that you're not pretty enough because you didn't pretty yourself for Yom Kippur, because they were looking at you on Kippur, you don't want to marry him anyway. Bottom line. You don't want to marry them anyway. Just go. Your focus is only on God for that day and he'll reward you for it. Your focus is only on God. That's it. It's great. I just go in a kittel. Don't have to worry about a tie. Don't worry about a suit jacket. Pants and a kittel. That's it. I mean, a shirt also. But pants and a kittel. That's good. They're all white shirts. Pants and a kittel. That's good to go. You don't have to think about anything. You just go, not worrying. And again, even this, you know, this Rosh Hashanah. So it's like for my family to get home, to go back out for mincha, maybe get mincha gedolah. All these there's no chashbonot. There's nothing else to do. Stop and connect. Stop and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yom Kippur. There's the saying Isurei Melacha. Don't be creative. There's nothing to do right now. Stop and connect. And even more than Shabbos. Also don't worry about the clothing. Also don't worry about the makeup. Also don't worry about the food. Also don't worry about the drink. Oh, don't worry about anything else. Just stop and connect. That's what it's about. Stop and connect. And then the Tahara will come. That's what it's all about.
And even though
the extent that a Jew clings to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they're purified. Ach b'chol ha'shana kitzad yasig ha'dvikut hazot. So, meaning, kilu, so then, any day I should stop any day and just connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is, you should, yes. But how do I do that on a normal day? Hari yada inash, benafshe, shfal matzavo. We all know that we're lowly, and we're focused on our breakfast, and we're focused on our lunch, and we're focused on our dinner, and we're also focused on the snack before, and the snack after, and maybe the snack in between. And we're focused on taking care of ourselves and making sure that we look good. And we're focused on, even just, you guys have the unfortunate, the misfortune of having to look at me for 45 minutes on a screen now, with nothing else going on in the room and nowhere to space out to. I go, and I brush my hair, and there's nothing even there, and I brush it anyway, and I wash my face. We're all worried about everything all the time. We're worried about the stupidity. You know it's stupidity. There's nothing going on here. There's nothing happening. But I'm like, okay, if you're subjected to it, at least I shouldn't be like shining from my face, unless it's Torah, right? So like you go and like you take, but because we're all worried about these things all the time. In Yom Kippur, there's nothing else to worry about. There's nothing to worry about. We know we're lowly. We're always focused on these other things. Rechitza, Sicha, Nilata Sandal, Achila, Shtia. Our whole life is focusing on these things. The Eich Aror Mitabek Baruch. And how can something as lowly as us cling to something, the source of all bracha? How can we cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Achin b'yom ha-kippurim yoredet bo he'ara min ha-shamayim. But on Yom Kippur there comes down a light, a holy light from Shemayim. Shiyudi yeh davuk b'ashem. That allows us to cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu like no other day. It's inherent, it's built into the day. It's built within the day. The Ashrechem Yisrael, and how wonderful, praiseworthy, and how fortunate we call Yisrael. Shavichem Shabashamayim Metaheretchem, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mamish Metaras, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu Mamish purifies us. Mikoach Hadvekut Boiparach, that He purifies us from the Koach of Dekut, just from clinging to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that brings us purity. Bezrat Hashem, the idea here is, again, that we should focus on the essence of the day being. Clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's about. Clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Making that connection. Disconnecting from everything else. And clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brings about the Tahara. No matter where we are. In Shul, out of Shul. In Bezrat Hashem, in Shul, Lo Aleinu in Bidud. Whatever the case may be. Wherever we are. To cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that brings about the Tahara. Bezrat Hashem, that should bring all of us the Tahara, all of us Tahara this Yom Kippur, to bring us that purity, and to bring us into a close relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that purifies us in a way that makes us be able to march into Sukkot, march into the new year totally clean, totally free of sin, totally brand new and fresh, and able to build a bright, new, beautiful year.